Dr. Robert Layton of Caltech, the principal television experimenter who will have a good deal of detail about this picture. He has been studying it for the last several hours since it was first reduced from computer data into picture form. He will give us some idea. These men are now moving up on stage. There's Denton Allen, co-experimenter of the television experiment, and Orrin Nix of NASA, who is director of the Space Administration's Lunar and Planetary Programs. This is the scene, live at the Jet Propulsion Laboratory here in Pasadena, as the big moment for which we have been waiting literally for 7.5 months has now arrived. That moment when the Mariner picture, this picture, is finally before us, and we have seen the first picture of what we hope will be 20 close-up studies of Mars. And already the detail is evident. Detail far better than any that we have seen in our observation of other photographs made of Mars in the past. But perhaps while we wait for the conference to be called to order, which should happen momentarily, just for reference, we should take a quick look.
Gentlemen.
Here's Dr. Pickering now.
Gentlemen. I'd like to introduce the people we have here to discuss the pictures with you. Mr. Orrin Nix, Program Director for Lunar and Planetary Programs in the Office of Space Science and Applications in NASA. Dr. Layton, Chief Experimenter for the TV Experiment. Dr. Sloan, Project Scientist. And Denton Allen, Project TV Engineer, the man who knows how it works. First of all, I'd like to ask Mr. Nix if he would like to make a statement for us. Orrin?
My statement's very short. I would like to say that it's been my fortune to work with this JPL-led team of engineers and scientists on the Ranger and Mariner programs throughout their history in these programs. And this operation that we've seen and are seeing until these pictures are completed is just as impressive as the first time I saw them operate a successful mission. You've heard all these words about the large numbers of people involved in the program around the world, but clearly at this place you see this in action. I think I have nothing more to say except that we're glad to have our Mars program underway. We're looking forward to bigger things in the near future, which will also involve the Jet Propulsion Laboratory. Thank you.
Now I'd like Dr. Layton to say a few words about the pictures. Bob, do you want to come up here?
This is the first public report of the first results of the Mariner 4 television experiment. The experimenters are myself and Dr. Bruce C. Murray at Caltech, Dr. Robert P. Sharp at Caltech, and Mr. R.K. Sloan and J.D. Allen here at the Jet Propulsion Laboratory. The camera system, which is flown on the Mariner 4 spacecraft, was designed, built, tested, and successfully flown by the people here at the Jet Propulsion Laboratory. This few-day period is the culmination of 3 years of intensive effort by a considerable segment of the JPL staff. The almost flawless launch, the mid-course correction, the 8-month-long cruise, and the flyby operations that concluded last night were a source of admiration to all of us who watched. I think this is a magnificent technical achievement, and I'd like to say that I think the JPL staff and the staff of its worldwide deep space tracking network well deserve our congratulations and our praise. Of course, even with the apparently successful conclusion of the flyby and counter operations last night, it was not absolutely certain that there would be any return of actual pictures until the start of the picture playback early this morning, several hours after the closest approach. The hours in there were ones of cautious optimism and watchful waiting. The first indication of the receipt of picture data came shortly after 6 a.m. Pacific Daylight Time, and as the day wore on, our uncertainties gradually fell away, and the day was one rather of waitful watching. Each picture is represented, in fact, in the data coming in, by over 40,000 numbers. These numbers signify the brightness at each point of the picture on a certain scale which varies from 0 to 63. I'd like to emphasize that it is these numbers that represent the actual data of the experiment. These may be presented in a pictorial form for easier interpretation and better appreciation of the relationships of the brightness of various parts, of various points in the field, and this somehow seems to make this experiment more interesting. However, I'd like to emphasize it does not necessarily make it more important scientifically than the other experiments. I'd like to emphasize also that the numbers received actually contains considerably more information than may appear directly in a pictorial representation of those numbers. The numbers received contain a few errors, unavoidably, certain distortions that come from variations of sensitivity of the Vidicon television tube and the camera, certain non-uniformities, and so on. The full content of a picture can be made easily visible only by using sophisticated data processing procedures on each one of the 40,000 picture elements of each picture. This processing requires a digital computer and, in some cases, even possibly hand correction of the various points. It is a time-consuming, painstaking process, the full extent of which that will be required will not be known until a given picture is actually received and its appearance is noted. Several trials are often needed to produce a good picture. We expect to have considerable difficulty in this stage of the processing for several reasons. First of all, Mars is an intrinsically flat, low contrast subject under the conditions of high solar illumination that will prevail in many parts of the planet that we will observe. The side of Mars that we are observing and we have photographed is considered by the Mars observers to be one of the most difficult sides for seeing detail at all. Finally, there is some indication that our camera has a certain amount of fog or something which may be present on all the pictures, reducing the contrast. The nature of it and the full extent of it, the importance of it, we do not yet know, but we do anticipate that this will render the pictures somewhat more difficult in the processing stage than we might have thought. What about the first picture? Well, it took a long time coming in, and I'd like first to show you a little bit of what we expected. These things have to be appreciated in context. I skipped a slide. I have a slide showing the form of the numerical data. I'd like to see that, if I may. We see here the first form in which the data was actually received. The first form here at the lab, it was received on tape from radio receivers over in Johannesburg. But at the laboratory, it appeared first in this long column of numbers, which was many yards long for a given picture. The first three digits, if you subtract 5 from the first of those, represents which line number out of the 200 lines there are in the television picture. So that's line 150 we're talking about there. The second set of three numbers in each case represents the brightness of the given element on that scale I mentioned from 0 to 63. It just happens that 63 represents black and 0 represents the brightest that we can register, but that's a technical detail. So this is a place where the brightness was going more or less systematically through some 45s, 46s, and 47s, and a 48 or two. When one renders this kind of data into the pictorial form, it is still only this kind of data, and it has all the limitations of it. What we had expected to see is represented, as I mentioned, I showed a few weeks ago, on some pictures which we prepared of the moon as it might appear under similar conditions of photography. These are rather instructive because they give us a comparison to help interpret the Mars pictures that we get. The second slide shows what we might have received of the moon, which shows the sky here, the edge of the moon, and the moon itself. That might have been the first picture of Mars. It wasn't. But you see, one would have a hard time saying very much about the nature of the moon, except that possibly it was there. The next picture might have been better. It is shown in the next slide, and it starts to show some things. What I would like to emphasize, however, is that on this scale, with this limited amount of viewing of the moon, that the patchiness that one sees there would, in the absence of prior knowledge, be extremely difficult to interpret. So that if we see patches and smudges on the Mars photographs, either on the first picture or on the later ones, we're going to have to ponder a while, because no one has seen Mars before on a scale of this kind, and we do not expect the pictures will be easy to look at. The next slide shows a plot of the actual views that we think we have obtained of Mars, if we have obtained actually all 22. The first one starts up here. One side of the picture is, the limb of the picture is off in the northern direction on Mars. The North Pole will be off beyond the horizon, out of sight, but we will see the edge of the planet and something perhaps in this region. The following pictures will occur at, if we are lucky enough to receive them all, along a path which ought to be very close to the one you see here. At a picture something like number 19, 18 or 19, we cross the sunlit terminator, and this is the dark side of Mars, and we do not expect that we will be able to see anything of the planet on that side. A little afternoon, we actually got a look at the first half of a picture of Mars. I remind you, it takes over 8.5 hours for each of these pictures to click back at the rate of 8 1/3 bits per second. That's a little slower than a good telegrapher could do it. And if you had enough perseverance, you could probably beat the rate that we actually enjoy. That first half frame was the result It was not the first view anyone had of Mars. There were the numbers, as I mentioned. These were presented not only in the column form that I showed you, but also in the form of a big 4x8 foot swath on the wall. But this is the first picture of the first half frame of Mars. We were lucky to get the limb, to get the edge of Mars in the picture. There was a while when we didn't know whether that sudden change in brightness there represented actually the edge of Mars or not, because you will note that there is a certain amount of intensity also on out here in the sky, which ought by all rights to be perfectly black. That's the reason why we think that there is some kind of fog or some kind of a light scattering phenomenon in the camera. And we don't know exactly how to treat that in the assessment of the picture. You will note also there are a few little smudges which might be something on Mars. There's a little black one there. There's a kind of a long dark smudge with maybe a little bit of a light thing next to it over there. This streak going through here is a magnetic transient due to the action of the shutter, and it is not anything on Mars. It'll be present on each picture. So that's not a canal for anybody who was hoping for that. There are a few lines of data that are garbled or missing. These are shown here. and those will eventually be cleaned up either by getting the actual tapes from Johannesburg, in which the data ought to be better, or if the data was bad in actual receipt from the spacecraft, it will be fixed up by our computer program. I hope you note that it's very hard to see anything on that picture. On the other hand, we were overjoyed to get that picture. It showed us, first of all, that Mars was there. And I understand from some of the previous reports that, except for the trajectory people, that might have been somewhat in doubt. But we actually verify that there were photons that came from Mars via this 130 million mile long radio link, and we are very pleased indeed to have such a good beginning to this experiment. However, as I mentioned, the data are in the numbers. Those numbers can be treated in various ways, and this is not a matter of fudging, of just saying arbitrarily, I want that 32 to be a 47, but to have the computer apply a little rule, a little program, to enhance the contrast, or suppress the haze over on the left side of the picture, or to do various things of considerably more complexity, which can actually have the effect of removing some of the limitations caused by the fact that we have information only at each point of 200 points in each direction, rather than a nice smooth pattern over the picture. After considerable attempts at various methods of processing done this very day, we were able to arrive at one which shows this same data in a somewhat enhanced form by a suitable computer process, and which I think you will agree shows more detail than what we see here. The next slide shows the full frame, the first full frame. It now shows somewhat better. You notice the sky is darker. The dark area over there looks a little bit better than it did before. Now you begin to see some more darkish area here and some bright area around in there. Of course, it's a bigger frame now, and there are some things down here also that can now be seen. Also, I think in that process, some of the missing lines had been repaired. You notice that they aren't quite as prominent here as they were before. A different kind of procedure on the same data yielded yet a different picture. This is the same data. It's the first picture of Mars, but it's a different rendition of it. And that is shown in the next slide. And now you can almost begin to believe that there is something on the planet rather than only an edge. One sees the darkish region up here even darker. The little light thing next to it is even brighter. The brightish area that we had over here is brighter than it was. It's an enhanced contrast picture. This one was done practically by hand, in a certain sense, with the help of a computer, by staff who had been awake for 30 hours or so, and it was not possible to treat the entire picture that way. This is not quite a full frame. You'll notice there were a few lines left off down here, but I think you'll forgive them that slight oversight. We may possibly be able to do something like this on the following pictures, but we aren't sure yet, and we aren't sure that that's the treatment that they will need. You'll notice also that there's a little remnant of something out beyond the limb here. That, we think, is just a little remnant of the haze, or the, I don't mean haze on Mars, I mean the scattered light in the camera, probably. And we do not think there is anything on Mars that is blowing up that high. So what we think is that the edge of Mars is very sharp, that there is some slight effect in the camera, which we think is minor, but which may materially complicate our interpretation of the data, and which we're very happy to know about on this picture, because this is the only one that we, on which we have any chance of knowing about that, because it's the only one in which we will get this blank sky, which should be black. On the rest of it, we might merely have concluded that Mars was a very low contrast object, when actually it might have more contrast than we thought. That's all of the slides. Now, I'm sure there will be some questions about what is the scientific content of this picture. It's impossible, of course, to assess the scientific content of the picture until it's been studied in relation to the other pictures, the calibration test results, which we have in complete form, and also compare it with previously known data about Mars. We look forward to receiving the rest of the pictures. We believe that there's a good chance that we will get all 21 pictures, and we believe that with sufficient care, we will be able to render these into a form which will be of considerable scientific benefit to the community. Thank you.
Thank you, Bob. I'd like to emphasize again that the two prints, which Bob illustrated, represent the same data processed in two slightly different fashions. In one case, the contrast was enhanced over the other. Picture number two is currently being transmitted. It began coming from the spacecraft about 5 o'clock this evening and is currently being received. As you know, each picture takes approximately 8.5 hours to transmit. There is then about 1.5 hours of engineering data which is transmitted, and then we go back to the picture cycle again. So we are now on the picture cycle for the second picture. We have discussed before the fact that the processing of these pictures was a complex problem, that a great deal of analysis and care would have to be taken, and that we would probably want to play our tape recordings through twice in order to get the maximum amount of information in each picture. However, we know that all of you have been most interested, as we have been, to see just what kinds of pictures we are getting. And I think it was fortunate that we did indeed get the first picture with the edge of the planet showing as you see.
We expect Dr. Pickering to open this news conference for questions and answers in just a moment. We will continue with our coverage after this message from Gulf. Form is Dr. Richard Sloan, who was telling us about the trajectory accomplished by the spacecraft.
I'd just like to make one final comment here. It's been a rather exciting few days. Tuesday we spent worrying. Wednesday we spent operating. Today we heard first about the fields and particles, and now we're looking at television. Tomorrow will be the occultation and the trajectory. Then we'll be watching the pictures come in. And after a couple of weeks here, we'll be available for the next project, whatever that may be.
Not that easy, Dick. All right, I'd like to invite some questions. Yes, sir.
Would Dr. Layton go through the same general areas in the way you originally described the old sequence, so we'll know what deserts and other areas are passing over with this new path?
I'll have to read them off the map.
They are different, I understand, from the slide you showed.
We might point out that these maps of Mars are made by a considerable extrapolation of telescopic information and by astronomers looking at Mars. And Bob, you ought to comment on how you make a map of Mars.
And can we also have, Doctor, if you'll pardon me, the approximate area at which we are looking?
Yeah. Yeah, okay, Bob will take care of that.
This is not exactly the set of pictures we will get. Is this alive?
Yeah.
They're slightly moved to the right, and they will come down here slightly less far to the bottom. The first area will be what I see here as Phlegra, Phlegra. I had never heard of it before, but now it's all of a sudden in the news. And I bet there's... I shouldn't say it. We will come down to the right on this map of the Trivium Chirontis, which, as you know, is an area of considerable interest. We may come close enough to it to see something of interest there, but we are not sure. Then we will proceed on down through striking Mare Serenum, or else the bay here called Atlantis. We will probably come very near this very dark region at the northern tip of Mare Serenum. And then it will swing on through the region called Phaethontis, and on around past the Terminator through areas which apparently are unexplored.
You want to comment, Bob, about the South Polar Cap?
Yes, the South Polar Cap, I understand, has not been seen by the visual observers, this apparition. And we don't know quite what that means. According to the textbooks, the South Polar Cap should come down at this season to somewhere between 50 degrees and 60 degrees or so latitude, south latitude. However, the fact that it has not been seen under the conditions of tilting of the Mars axis may indicate that it is farther south than that, and therefore that our pictures will not run across that. So we just don't know what to expect when and if we get to that.
Mr. Bergman?
Dirt.
Mr. Leiden.
Sir, this first picture we saw, was that the Elysium or was that Flagra?
I'm sorry.
The first area we see there, the first picture, is that of the desert Elysium or is that of the desert Flagra?
Apparently it's Flagra.
Apparently it's Flagra, all right.
Dr. Leiden?
According to the latest information I have, but I'm depending upon the map drawers and namers and the trajectory people. That is, we have no information from the picture what we're looking at.
What kind of an area is Flagra? Desert or Mara?
I would interpret it as desert.
Bill Hines?
Yes, Doctor. Can you tell us whether we will be crossing over... Can you tell us whether we will be crossing over a canal on this trajectory, and if so, when will be the first canal we cross?
I think that with the proper understanding, you could say that maybe in the first picture there should have been a canal. I see some smudges up there which almost could be interpreted that way. If canals exist in the places where they're shown on this map, it's possible that we will cross over some, but I don't know just which one, and the timetable, I guess, isn't very well established for that.
You are an astronomer, aren't you?
Partly, yes. I'm mainly a physicist, and I'm not a Mars astronomer in the sense that I haven't spent a large part of my life looking at it.
How do you and your colleagues interpret canals? How do people that you agree with interpret canals?
Let's see, do I still beat my wife? Let's see now, do I agree with anyone? Well, I find that difficult. I prefer to keep an open mind about canals until I see some. I have not seen any. I've looked at Mars to a considerable extent with fairly large telescopes. They tell me I just haven't looked long enough and the seeing hasn't been good enough. But I begin to suspect.
Yes.
Well, what is the approximate distance covered by the picture?
Oh.
Yes, I'm sorry. I left out a lot of that data. Let me just give it because there'll be other questions. The center of the first picture is at 33 degrees north latitude, 172 degrees east longitude. The distance to the picture center, slant range from the spacecraft, is 16,800 kilometers. The size of the picture, the east-west width of the picture, I remind you that is in the up-down direction as you saw it, approximately, is 320 kilometers. The line spacing, we don't want to call it the resolution because we aren't sure that we really would resolve to the full extent of two-line spacing, which we ought to because we are not absolutely certain the camera yet is in focus. We will be able to tell about things like that, we hope, later on. But if it is in focus properly, the resolution in the east-west direction should be about 5 kilometers. I remind you, the northern direction is along the scan lines toward the limb that it was to the left direction in the picture. And the lighting characteristics under which the picture were taken were that at the place of the picture, it was 11 a.m. local time. The color filter was a red filter. I'm sorry I forgot to mention these things.
Mr. Toth?
Yes, Dr. Layton, you said that the limb showed a very a very sharp edge of the planet. Does this suggest the absence of very high mountains? Is that what you meant? And if so, well, is that the result of erosion
on
processes?
The moon, one does see on similar pictures and with the same kind of camera equipment which we've tested, certain irregularities which we know correspond to crater walls or mountains on the moon. I think it is too early to say whether there is such a thing on this picture of Mars. I think the subsequent treatment of the data may permit us to make some statement about that. We have no preliminary indication of such a thing.
Question, Becker.
Dr. Layton, have you exhausted all methods of enhancing, or are you saving some for later that you haven't tried today?
We haven't really scratched the surface.
No.
We've tried for a part of a day, and really, actually, only a few minutes of a day, some first ideas that we had. We have a lot of things up our sleeves, some of them very sophisticated, but therefore much more time-consuming.
Roy Neal?
Dr. Layton, we've seen the first picture now and been tremendously impressed. Can you give us some idea of when we might expect to see the second picture, the one that is currently being received? When can we have a look at it?
May I answer that, please? The question of the next picture, when we will see another one, is something which at this time we would like not to make any positive statements concerning this. We do intend, of course, to process this next picture as quickly as possible to try to come out with our best estimate of the correct picture. But as you see, there is a great deal to be learned about the processing, and Dr. Layton has suggested that there may be some questions coming up concerning possible fogging of the camera lens, which we'll have to understand before we can really produce the best information from these pictures. We want to release the pictures as soon as possible, but I do not want to give a date at this time. I will point out, incidentally, that this second picture will be completely received on the laboratory at about 1 a.m. In the morning. The crew have been up for several days already.
Bill, when you say you don't want to give a date, I would take it then that there will probably be a considerable delay, that we shouldn't look for this picture, say, tomorrow morning or even in midday tomorrow or tomorrow night. Are you projecting a fairly lengthy delay here for us?
Certainly, I am projecting beyond tomorrow morning. I would like to leave tomorrow night open as a possibility at this time, although quite possibly there will be a longer delay than that.
And can we then anticipate a similar delay in the follow-on pictures, say 3, 4, and 5?
You remember our original proposal on these pictures was that we would consider the first three and give them to you in this sort of quick and dirty form sometime within about 48 hours after the encounter. Beyond that, we stated that we would like to take the balance of the pictures and spend more time processing them and working them up before release. I'd like to think that we will still carry out that plan. Bill Stout.
Dr. Pickering, to go back to the same question and coupling this picture with the earlier information, what does Dr. Layton think about indications here, either in favor of or against the possibility of life on Mars?
Dr. Layton, you want to comment
on
that?
Was he asking me or you? I thought you were asking him. You were asking me?
We worked him over earlier, sir.
I don't think that this picture, or most probably the other pictures we receive, will add much one way or the other to that controversy. We do think that the pictures will contribute necessary information for the design and prosecution of future missions to Mars, which may be more directly aimed at that question.
I would like to comment, as I did this morning, that Mariner was not expected to answer the question of life on Mars. Mariner was the first step in the exploration of Mars.
the succeeding interplanetary program, particularly the Voyager, which will land a capsule on the surface, will, we hope, give the key answers to this question. Over here.
How much clearer is the picture that you have received? Well, let me put it this way. I would like someone up there to comment about how this picture is going to differ from pictures from Earth-based cameras. Is it going to be any clearer? Is it going to contribute any more? And if so, how?
Well, I think that smudgy as it was, in certainly its raw form, and enticing as it was in the final form in which you will see it, not in the final form, the form in which you will see it, those smudges represent already a considerable improvement over what might have been seen from the Earth, certainly under the conditions right now, where Mars is so far away. But what the sum total of this additional information will be, I have no way of guessing at the present time. But I expect it to be very considerable.
Yes. This, after all, is the first picture looking off at the edge of the planet. We have this series which will sweep across the planet as the spacecraft moves along. And we hope that in the complete series that we are indeed going to add tremendously to our knowledge of the planet. I'm quite sure that we will. We have already seen enough to have confidence in the photography. Yes?
I'd like to ask Dr. Layton if you have tried to see a partial picture of number two as you did with number one.
Not to my knowledge. I certainly have not. And we have arranged that subsequent pictures will be processed only in their entirety and not partially.
What is the reason for this decision?
Simply exhaustion of the personnel. It's a very difficult process and very demanding.
Yes.
Can you tell us what conclusions you draw from the shape of the fiducial marks on these pictures as regards the performance of the camera and of the tape recorder?
None of these things have been measured with sufficient precision to tell anything. They
look
pretty good.
You want to comment on that, Denton?
Well, only in a very preliminary manner. We feel that the camera operated in a normal manner. We feel we have pretty much average geometrical fidelity, but I think I would make the same sort of comment that these are the sort of refinements which we expect to like to take long, leisurely looks at, and that we are looking forward to do, I think.
Mr. Bergman?
Dr. Layton, do you feel that with further analysis you'll get beyond seeing a pile of dirt there and perhaps be able to establish some geologic features?
That is, of course, the hope.
Yes.
Dr. Layton?
And expectation.
Dr. Layton, other than it being just light dirt or black dirt, what generally would account for the dark and light areas, the altitude, or at the very preliminary stage right now?
Well, since we have seen nothing that we can really attribute to being a dark area versus a light area, we know really nothing more about that than we knew from the years of observation that have preceded. And various people have their varying opinions on whether the light areas are higher or lower than the dark areas or anything. I don't know what will show up in the remainder of the pictures. We may find some basis for drawing conclusions about that, but it's entirely premature to speculate.
Talking about the light kidney shape, whatever area at the left of this second picture you had.
It was 11 o'clock in the morning on Mars. The shadows were essentially non-existent. I think there is no basis for telling the difference between a change in coloration versus a shadow or anything of that kind. I think there is just no way of doing it.
Question?
From the contrast present in the first picture, will you be able to judge accurately heights or depths of the surface of the planet?
No.
Not of the terrain on that picture, no. No.
Question?
Is the quality pretty much what you had expected prior to encounter the quality of the photographs as processed right now in the rock?
Well, it couldn't be as high as we had hoped. It's certainly within the range of our expectations, and much better than some of our fears.
Yes.
Dr. Layton, is it possible, is any coincidence that some of the atmosphere you're going to look back through with the radio transmission will be related to some of the areas in which you take the photographs so that you can correlate the results?
That question was raised by the occultation people who were worried about what was the elevation above sea level, if there were such a thing on Mars, of the particular part of the planet at which the occultation took place. I think we will have no basis to help them except perhaps in a statistical way. If we do find something out about the nature of the surface, it's possible we can make some statements about the average slopes or height differences in the range that we see. I don't think we'll be able to help them much.
Mr. Biden? How would you compare the resolution of this photograph with the best obtainable by telescopes?
I didn't see where that came from. This particular photograph, well, in terms of the sharpness with which the limb appears, I think we would be entitled to say that our expected factor of 30 shows great promise of being realized. I say, on the basis of the sharpness of the limb in this photograph.
Do I understand, Ralph, what you're after is the resolution in the best of the series of photographs we're going to take?
No. The resolution in this photograph.
Yes. As compared to what?
With the best taken by telescopes.
All right.
We expected roughly a factor of 30 increase. That's being a little difficult to measure because different people would give you different opinions. It's some partly a matter of opinion because it depends upon what people see with their eyes or what they think they see.
Well, let me put it this way then, Doctor. What is the smallest detail you can see in this photograph?
We think 5 kilometers. I'm sorry, let me continue the answer to that question. I see now that there's a slight difference here because of the fact that viewed from the Earth, all parts of Mars are almost the same distance away. This picture was a little farther away from the spacecraft than the nearest picture will be. So it will not realize our factor of 30 over Earth-based. It'll be about a factor of 2 worse than that, like a factor of 10 to 15, I think. Yes, I'm sorry, thank you.
Sorry, you mean that you've got a 10 to 15... time improvement over the quality of pictures from Earth, the resolution of pictures from Earth?
I would estimate so, yes.
Does this mean that an Earth-based photograph would give you resolution of 5 kilometers times 10, to 15, 10 or 15? Is that saying the same thing?
That's what I would say, yes.
Hines?
Well, in your judgment, Dr. Layton, is this the sort of quantum jump that occurred when Galileo first put a telescope on the moon?
In terms of sheer resolving power, yes. I think Galileo had a lot of advantage over us in having much more nearby to look at, and he could point the telescope different places 5 minutes later. So he accomplished much more. We aren't advertising ourselves as... Yes, that's the only sense in which we want to compare ourselves with Galileo.
Bergman? First people to have seen these pictures... is the audience in this room, plus one or two operators who process the pictures. Yes.
Dr. Layton,
who has it?
Dr. Layton.
Okay.
What would you describe Trivium Charontis as, a peak, desert, or what?
It's a dark spot.
Yes.
Dr. Layton, could you tell me why you're convinced that smudge at the limb of Mars is in the camera and not on Mars?
Well, inasmuch as that haze or whatever you want to call it, fogging maybe, extended quite a considerable distance from the surface, it was made evident in that last picture only because of the extreme contrast enhancement. It was especially evident there. It did not mean that there was special haze right at that place and nothing elsewhere. It was essentially generally distributed over what would be 50 or 100 or more kilometers of height in Mars. We have no expectation of anything like the amount of light intensity that would be needed, like the amount of atmosphere that would be needed to scatter that much light into our cameras from that height. And so, by far the preferable explanation at the present time is that it is a general fogging over the whole picture, which may, however, because of the particular nature of the optics, perhaps the primary mirror has some little speckle marks in it from meteorite impact or something like that, which is scattering light in a particular way, which makes the limb look a little hazier than the part farther out. We prefer an instrumental explanation at the present time.
Yes.
How soon do you plan to bring in astronomers like Dr. Kuiper and some other people for consultation on this?
I'm sorry, I don't understand.
Are you planning to bring Dr. Kuiper and some other people in to this?
We certainly hope that the pictures will be in a form which will be meaningful to our colleagues at an early date. That, of course, by an early date, I'm thinking in terms of the time scale of the total experiment of the flight time and the 2 weeks of picture playback and so forth. I do not expect it within days of this time, but certainly within weeks.
Well, one last question. Jules?
You know, I'd like to ask Dr. Layton if he feels these pictures are likely to trigger more mystery than what we actually teach in this course. Analyze us more than
trigger more
mystery.
Mystery.
Yes.
Well, all research does that.
Every scientific experiment raises another question.
So, are they likely to leave us with more unanswered questions than we hope for? So,
well, that's almost what I mean. That is, that's the price of learning something, because you learn something else you didn't know in answering the first question. I'm sorry, I'm not meaning to be flippant. That's actually the case. We do hope that some of the present questions about Mars will be answered. Undoubtedly, new things will arise which will raise new questions. We hope that is the case. That's what it takes to make advances, and we hope and expect that that will be the case.
One last question. Ralph Dyden.
Yes. Have you learned any one particular new thing from this photograph?
That the camera worked?
Scientifically, I presume you mean. I would be hard put to make a categorical statement. We think we have seen markings on Mars that probably no one else has yet seen. And if that is a satisfactory advance in our scientific knowledge, then I would say we could claim that.
I would also like to comment that this first picture, we're not through with this first picture. We're just beginning to study it and to process it. And within the next few weeks, you are going to see this first picture appearing in a different format, or at least a different amount of detail than you see now. After we understand the recordings better, the performance of the camera, the mechanization of the computer, and so forth, there's more information in this picture than you've gotten so far.
Logistics question, please, not a scientific one. We're coming up on afternoon newspaper deadlines in the East now. When is the earliest time that we can expect release of picture number 2?
Okay. Bill, if you ask...
I didn't mean to do that.
If you answer that, you're going to have the morning papers on your neck next.
I don't know.
Is there a possibility we might get it in the early morning hours of today or tomorrow?
No.
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 Still today?
All right. Thank you very much.
Very good.
Well, ladies.